This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that time has come for the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit, and the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with the quota for women in place. In a letter to the floor leaders of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha ahead of the three-day special sitting of the parliament, Mr. Modi also asked all members to come together in one voice to pass the amendments to the Women's Reservation Law. The Prime Minister said, after extensive deliberations, we have reached the conclusion that time has now come to implement the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam in its true spirit across the country. Mr. Modi added that it is imperative that the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with women's reservation in place. The Women's Reservation Act will ensure an increase in the number of Lok Sabha seats to 816, of which 273 will be reserved for women. The Bharatiya Janata Party has issued a whip to all its MPs in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, directing them to remain present in the House during the upcoming parliament session from the 16th to the 18th of this month. The party has stated that no leave will be granted during this period. Parliament is scheduled to meet for a three-day special session from Thursday with focus on the Women's Reservation Amendment Bill. Campaigning for West Bengal Assembly elections is picking up with only 11 days remaining for the first phase of polling on the 23rd of this month. Top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Kawakhali in Siliguri this afternoon. UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is also on the trail with rallies lined up in Sonamukhi in Bankura and Nandakumar and Kanti Dokhin in East Medinipur. From Trinamool Congress, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is scheduled to speak at several rallies across East Bordhaman, West Bordhaman and Bankura districts. In Hooghly, TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee will address supporters at the Dunlop factory ground. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the BJP karyakartas in Tamil Nadu have exposed the DMK's poor governance in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi congratulated the Tamil Nadu BJP karyakartas and elaborated on the NDA's developmental vision for the state. Mr. Modi also informed that he will interact with the BJP karyakartas during the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad program tomorrow evening. The government has increased the export duty on diesel from 21.5 rupees per litre to 55.5 rupees per litre. The Ministry of Finance informed that the duty on aviation turbine fuel has also been increased from 29.5 rupees per litre to 42 rupees per litre to curb exports and ensure domestic supply. The export duty on petrol will continue to remain nil. Legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle was admitted to a private hospital in Mumbai last evening due to a chest infection and exhaustion. Her granddaughter, Zanai Bhosle, informed on social media that the 92-year-old singer was admitted to Breach Candy Hospital in South Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the health of the renowned singer. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished her a speedy recovery and prayed for her good health. In Madhya Pradesh, five people were killed and one person was injured after being run over by a truck on a highway in Madhya Pradesh's Dindori district in the wee hours this morning. The police said the incident occurred on the Jabalpur-Amarkantak National Highway near Kikra Talab village when the victims were returning home in a pickup vehicle. The truck driver has been arrested. In Manipur, security forces have destroyed 21 illegal bunkers in Ukhrul district. Local police today said they also seized 13 improvised explosive devices, IEDs, from Tengnupal district in a separate operation. Security forces destroyed 14 bunkers in Sikibung village and 7 in Mongkor Chepu. In IPL cricket today, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Titans at 3:30 p.m. and Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bangalore at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Chennai Super Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 23 runs at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai to register their first win of the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.